up like $1 billion in the morning.
Damn. Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
Coast FM.
Can I just mention that we had rain?
It was quite a weekend.
Wasn't it?
Everything was not as it seemed.
No. Nobody saw that coming on Friday.
No.
And then suddenly.
Not a hint on the forecast whatsoever. Next minute, downpipes overflowing.
And not just that. Like, I feel like we had thunder on top of us.
Yeah.
Like the storm was on top of us.
Yeah.
Apparently it wasn't. Friday night there was one crack of thunder that scared the absolute crap out of everyone in our household. But a mate told me he was at Oyster Beds at Mandurah Marina and he saw the lightning actually hit some boats.
Yeah.
So there was smoke coming from at least one boat in the marina.
Unlucky. So
very highly unlikely and very unlucky. But yeah, and then rain.
Yeah, it was such an isolated thing. Like you think, wow, there was so much rain, you think everyone got it. But some people just passed Belt Ives, nothing, not a drop.
Not at all. And
not
this is the
a
thing.
Drop. They're the people that need it as well. These are the people on farms, nothing.
Yeah. Soaked in the northern suburbs.
Yeah.
Like
flooding
Clarkson
like cars
Way, up
underwater.
To almost the roof of cars.
Yeah.
And then like we got in Mandurah, you know, a nice drizzle.
Yeah,
like there was
Rockingham,
a fair bit of downpour.
About an hour, 2 hours almost of rain. And then, go not even half an hour away, nothing.
Yeah. Well.
Barely a drizzle.
An unexpected weekend on lots of fronts, I think it's
definitely.
Fair to say. So let's hope
confusing.
That's not the end of the rain for autumn. Let's hope we get some more. But
it looks like on the forecast, not that that's anything to go by after Friday, but nothing on it as we can see.
But we shall wait and hope. Welcome.
Yes, here we are. Happy Monday. Back to school for some.
Well, I know. Not for everyone, but certainly for some, it's going to be back to 40Ks an hour in school zone, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and all the rest. I don't know. Look, obviously the big story over the weekend, I feel a bit empty and dazed to hear about the situation out of Sydney.
Mm.
I mean, obviously tragic and horrifying and... You don't know what to do when you kind of hear stories like this. But, you know, there's no obvious fixes to this. It's not like, oh, okay, we need to ban guns or, you know what I mean? There's not like a quick solution to this. So it's tough. And we're not going to dwell on it here today, obviously, but, you know, there's going to be plenty of people talking about it for a while yet. So
definitely. Very sad.
I guess the key is just there were some amazing moments of bravery and heroism that came out of it. And I guess they're the things to focus on.
Yeah.
Out of here, if you're thinking about it today. Eagles had a win.
Yes.
Wow.
How good.
And
the world has been turned on its head.
And quite a win too. Like, not just not just by a little bit.
They're back.
So, well, yeah.
The flag.
Is it too early?
Who's got the tat? I'm joking.
So, yeah, Peel Thunder had a win. Mandurah Magic, Rockingham Flames had wins. So, lots of reasons to smile on the sporting front. Now, footage of a kookaburra living its best life in a random Scottish tree has gone viral.
Oh.
Now, it's not the first time this has happened. There have been a few cases of birds that have essentially, I think, gotten out of wildlife spots and various other captivities. But James Cook, a wildlife content creator. James Cook, incidentally, not the guy that obviously came out and, you know, was bringing the first fleet out to Australia. This is a different James Cook.
He'd be a bit old by now,
he would be. But he could well have been a wildlife content creator in his day. But anyway, he's got a passion for finding animals where they shouldn't be and shared a clip of not one but two of the native Australian birds sitting in a Scottish tree. Apparently there are, they've counted them, there are about 10 of them loose in Scotland. Not sure how they can narrow it down to that, but they've counted 10. And there's a few more floating around the UK, all of them out there because they escaped from captivity.
So those pesky kookaburras.
It makes me think, a kookaburra is basically the Aussie backpackers of the bird world. Is that what's going on there? Playing, I don't know, sculling beers and playing Goon of Fortune all over the UK.
From space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet has landed. Bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video to some of the most remote parts of Australia. This is Fill the Space.
This is Fill the Space. This is where you get to talk for 30 seconds on a space or any... Well, we're going to go with space-related subjects.
Yeah,
obviously.
They're space-related.
They are. And if you can do it, cash.
$500 up for grabs right here, right now. That's all right. $500, just give us a call and we have a space topic for you. I'm going to give it to you right now. Moon.
Okay.
I want you to talk about the moon for 30 seconds. No ums or ahs. Doesn't have to be factual. I just want you to talk about the moon.
We are not going to be Googling whether or not your details are correct here about the moon. You could be saying it's made of cheese. I mean, I may have just given you an idea.
We don't care.
9581597 3 Coast FM. Hello. Who's this? Sorry, what was your name? I think we missed it.
Clint.
Hey, Clint. Now, Clint from where, first of all? Are you from the moon?
That would be handy.
I'm from South Yonderup.
South Yonderup. Okay.
Not quite.
No, but you can see the moon from your place, I believe. Is that right?
I can.
All right.
Excellent.
Now, we want 30 seconds of quality chat about the moon.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't have to be factual.
No, that's right.
Technically, no ums or ahs.
Yeah, we don't want any awkward pauses and don't leave like 20-second gaps in between your words. Can you manage that?
I think I can give it a try.
All right, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock.
All right, this is all thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet. $500 on the line. Clint, tell us about the moon.
Every night when you walk outside, you look up into the sky and you can see a nice big moon looking down upon you. There was a TV show called Bear in the Big Blue House and he used to say good night to the moon every night. The moon was walked upon by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Their rockets go to the moon. You can see the moon from space. There is also a moon that has a lake on it.
Every that is 30 seconds, my friend. That is a triumphant opener.
Clint, my favourite part was a Bear in the Big Blue House reference.
You know what?
Oh, my gosh.
30 seconds seems like it can be a lifetime sometimes.
It feels like an eternity.
And that one certainly...
A full moon cycle, I think you'll find.
It was. It went from a fingernail to a full moon right there. Mate, you have done it. And I'm going to give you one of these again because that was a good 30 seconds.
Oh, Clint.
It was informative.
It was. Most of it factual, I think.
I don't think we can fault any of it by any stretch.
No. $500 is yours.
Look at
that's
that.
Amazing.
For that.
It's as easy as that, folks. Now, that means it's $500 again tomorrow.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't manage it, then it jackpots.
That's right.
How it works.
$2,500 share up for grabs, all thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet. It's here.
That's right. You're talking about filling the space because that is in space, providing you with amazing video and
that's
all the connections
right.
you need. Nicely done, Clint. We'll grab your details and make it all
thank
official.
You.
You can breathe now,
awesome.
Mate. Unlike... in space.
Hey.
See what I did there?
Hey, nice.
I'm going to do this tomorrow for the $500.
You're not allowed.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Back to school this week. In fact, back to school today for some.
Yes.
So
holidays are over.
Yes, indeed. Just keep that in mind around school zones. That's the important thing to remember.
Yep.
And also, potentially, if you're a parent that has a child, like they probably need to go back today or tomorrow.
Yeah, might need to check that.
That's a good thing
to
remember.
Have you confirmed what day they return?
Week out the day. That's always handy. Now, next week, there are a few chances to take the family to see Shakespeare with the Bard in the Bush.
Oh.
Presenting Much Ado About Nothing. Check out performances in the parks of Wannanup and Meadow Springs next Thursday through Saturday. Which is also, incidentally, if my calculations are right, rolling round to Anzac Day.
Mm,
yeah.
25th.
I think they kind of correspond with the Anzac Day dates.
All right.
Now, it's also... details at our website if you want to get details about that. Today is Titanic Remembrance Day. It was the day 1912 the boat finally sank after hitting the iceberg.
Oh.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
I wonder...
Clive Palmer would
I was
be
just
excited
thinking
today,
if today's a big one on his calendar. I was thinking... I think the Titanic. I think of him now.
So do I. Can't help it.
No.
And his themed Titanic experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, building another one. Good luck to him. And April 15, too, is World Art Day.
Oh.
To honour the contributions of artists and promote the importance of art in our lives, the day marks the birthday of perhaps the world's most famous artist, Leonardo da Vinci. Yes, sorry, I was about to say Leonardo DiCaprio. No.
I mean, he's an artist, for sure,
of some sort. Mm-hmm. Yes, Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci,
yes.
not DiCaprio, but we can appreciate his art in movies.
Exactly right. Maybe watch
Draw me like one of your French girls, Leo.
It's Macca's Day today.
Oh.
Today's the anniversary of the first store opened by Ray Kroc in 1955. So the first store.
His name wasn't McDonald.
No. If you remember watching the story, he was the milkshake salesman.
No, I don't.
He was the milkshake maker salesman that had a massive order of milkshake makers from the McDonald's brothers. And he turned their original one into the franchise that we know it as today.
So he stole their idea.
Well, if you watch The Founder, you can make your own call on that one.
Imagine that, having a store named after you and you're not even behind it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, I believe they may have got compensation for it.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. Anyway, it was the start of the that wasn't the first McDonald's store, but it was the start of the franchise that we know today. And it's Eraser Day, celebrating the humble rubber that's been rubbing out our pencil mistakes since 1770.
What a great invention that was.
Don't you wish life came with an eraser, a backspace?
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of times I've been delete that.
Rethink that insult. Maybe do over that awkward stumble. Oh.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Go!
Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore, located in Mandurah, Home City, or online at seagulls.com.au, bringing you the very latest in entertainment with Nikki.
Thank you. No Doubt have reunited at Coachella over the weekend. The band reunited for the first time in a decade, playing an 80-minute set, including some of their biggest hits like Hella Good, It's My Life, Underneath It All, Sunday Morning, and Don't Speak.
Used to be together, every day together, always.
Nice.
Pretty good. Olivia Rodrigo also joined them on stage at one point.
Wow.
Coachella Weekend 2 starts on Friday.
What does everyone do in between? Do they go away and come back? Is that how that works?
Try and rest and rejuvenate.
But they don't camp on site for a week going, when's the music starting?
No, but I don't know what you do. If you went to both weekends, you'd have to find something to do with yourself.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish is teasing at new music. Her third studio album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, is dropping on May 17. And over the weekend at a Coachella event, she previewed a few new tracks off it. This is one called Lunch. They liked it, didn't they?
They did.
Rihanna is set to voice Smurfette in a new Smurfs movie.
Wow.
She's set to voice Smurfette, contribute original music, and co-produce the movie, which is out next year.
Yeah.
There's more details on the project too. Paramount announced an all-star cast will include Nick Offerman, Dan Levy, James Corden, Octavia Spencer, Sandra Oh, Kurt Russell, John Goodman, and more.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lineup.
I know. Paramount also calling Rihanna the most legendary Smurfette ever, which, I mean, be a bit of a slap in the face to Katy Perry, who did it last time. Yeah. Smurfs movie is out on Valentine's Day next year. And speaking of Katy Perry, she's teasing her new album. She was at a red carpet event over the weekend with a clear bag purse, and inside it there was a tiny scroll that read KP6 Top Secret. She's working on her sixth studio album, first in 4 years. So there you go.
Right.
It's on the way.
Hid it in her clear bag.
Yeah.
Nice.
So secret.
Isn't it?
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.